Like, there's such a cultural cling to tradition that is both admirable and sometimes problematic, but that's in every culture if you hold too strongly to, like, the tradition.
Lindsay Lockridge is a theater arts and cinema major. Her mother's from Guam. Her dad is Scottish-Korean, and she's a Christian. A club DJ in her native Northern Virginia, she's taking a course in Arabic music this semester, and she'll be part of a group performing it at the festival.
From what I'm learning, I mean, there's many beautiful things to be taken from these countries, and who the people are versus the government system are two very different things, and I think that's something people need to know, especially when it comes to, like, Iran.
Lockridge has Iranian friends. She's studying Farsi as a way to learn more about their culture. That same motivation is what drove international studies major Vince Marcantonio to also take the class.
I could not take it. I love my music. I love my Middle East.
And while the Islamic World's festival is not confined to the Middle East, there are Islamic countries in Southeast Asia, Africa, and populations in most others. Marcantonio, whose background is also Christian, says the class gives him a chance to explore his curiosity and what he calls his suspicions about Islam.
My opinion is that I'm very critical of Islam, but I find it still an interesting topic. It is true that Islam, they like to say that it's means peace, but it means peace by submission. So I find that a rather interesting linguistic trick, let's say. I want to know more about these people, what they're up to.
Mark Lucht is a professor of philosophy and one of the organizers of the Islamic World's Festival.
I guess I'm someone who believes that dialogue matters, and that people who sometimes have relationships with each other that are filled with tension, or people who distrust each other, should talk to each other.
Sana Roth is a sophomore studying business information technology. She's part of the Muslim Student Association on campus.
This festival, what I'm hoping to get out of it is that people will realize that Muslims are Americans too.
She came to the U.S. with her parents from Pakistan when she was 5.
We're here for all the same wishes, desires. We believe in the government, we believe in the democracy, we believe in a better life, the freedom of religion, the freedom for everyone, human rights, peace, and all of that.
Roth's concerned that the image of Islam is being hijacked.
It's just a very, very, very small population of people that from when I read about them, when I learn about them, they don't even seem to be like practicing Islam to me because what they're doing is so against what I learned Islam is growing up.
Another theme of the World of Islam Festival is breaking boundaries. John Catherwood Zinn does outreach and engagement for the Center for the Arts.
So by experiencing a story that is perhaps quite different than your own, but in some way has some sort of connection, I think creates a space to bring people together in a way that they might not otherwise do so.
And the medium for doing so is the arts, because the nature of art is expression, from literal to abstract and everything in between. I'm Robbie Harris.